This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has won two more primary elections in Virginia and Tennessee. Those victories make his march to the Democratic presidential nomination look even more assured. Both states are in the South, a region where Democrats did poorly in the last presidential election. Kerry's rivals, North Carolina Senator John Edwards and Arkansas-born Wesley Clark, had thought their Southern roots would make them stronger. But in Virginia and in Tennessee, Kerry beat them both by big margins. Clark placed third in both contests and is expected to drop out of the race today. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
With wins in both Virginia and Tennessee, John Kerry can now argue his appeal extends far beyond his native New England.
Thank you, Virginia. Thank you, Tennessee. Together across the South, you have shown that mainstream values that we share, fairness, love of country, a belief in hope and in hard work, are more important than boundaries or birthplace.
Last night's results were disappointing for John Edwards. Kerry's wins undermine the North Carolina senator's argument that the Democrats needed a Southern candidate to be competitive, and that only he could beat George Bush on his home ground. But last night, when he spoke to supporters in Wisconsin, the site of next week's primary, Edwards gave no indication that he was inclined to quit the race.
And thank all of you, the voters who voted today in the election, for saying to the country that we're going to have a campaign and an election, not a coronation.
Although Edwards finished well ahead of Clark in both of Tuesday's events, he was so far from Kerry that it was hard to see how he could reshape the race as the two-man contest he wants. So far, he's won only South Carolina, where he was born. Kerry now has 12 victories. Still, there was one piece of good news for Edwards. Wesley Clark appears ready to withdraw his candidacy after placing third in Tennessee, the state he tried hardest to win, and a distant third in Virginia. Clark is expected to travel back to his home state of Arkansas today to announce his plans, but even last night he didn't try to spin the results as anything other than a loss.
We may have lost this battle today, but I'll tell you what, we're not going to lose the battle for America's future.
Yes. Exit polls in both states show Kerry winning support across the board within the party, just as he has in other regions. In Virginia and Tennessee, more voters said beating Bush was the most important ability in a candidate, and Kerry won handily as the candidate most likely to win. A burning desire to beat George Bush motivates these voters in Tennessee.
My name is Tony Isbell. I voted for John Kerry because I want somebody who can defeat Bush, and I think he's the only person right now that has a chance.
Billy Myers voted for Kerry for the same reasons.
He seems like to be the Democrat that's going to be the one to beat. I just like Kerry overall. I think Clark had the war record and everything, but I think I like Kerry just for the overall picture. And I think he's got the best chance to beat Bush.
Democrats are very united this year, and like others in her party, Marcella Fletcher will have no trouble voting for the nominee, even if he wasn't her first choice.
I voted for Edwards because I think he represents the values that I have. And I'm not sure he's going to be the one that's going to beat Bush. I considered Kerry the front runner, and I can support Kerry if that's who it is. But personally, I thought Edwards was a better choice.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean scarcely competed in yesterday's primaries. He's focusing on Wisconsin, which votes next Tuesday. But Kerry has a commanding lead in that state, too. And Kerry's accelerating momentum is just what the masterminds of this year's speeded-up primary season intended. The Democratic Party chairman, Terry McAuliffe, wanted a calendar that would deliver a presumptive nominee as early as possible so that candidate could spend the spring unifying his support and raising money, a protective wall against the onslaught of advertising for the Bush campaign that's expected to start in just a few weeks. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Political columns by NPR senior correspondents and editors are at npr.org.